Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
So why do we struggle so much from reaching our goals? Well, in this episode, I'll be talking about the main reason you will never accomplish your goal. But first, this podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklists, and more. You can start the challenge by going to simplelifehabits.com/start. By the way, for those of you who might just be tuning in, I've actually done the work of combining simplelifehabits.com together with my personal blog, jonathanmilligan.com. It just makes more sense to have some unity there, and I think you'll find some more encouraging articles as I write about self-productivity, time management, and creating work you love. So if you go to simplelifehabits.com and you see that it's jonathanmilligan.com, that's because it's been redirected to join forces and form one big blog and resource. All right, let's jump right into today's episode. So why do we struggle so much when it comes to reaching our goals? Why are new habits so difficult to start? Why are bad habits so difficult to get rid of? Well, there's a simple reason why you will never really change. Why I may never really change if I don't grasp the powerful principle shared today. And I'm going to share this reason for you in just a bit. But first, let's explore why actually accomplishing our goals is so hard. See, we get really excited about writing a goal down, only to abandon ship within a few days. We begin to make excuses why our goal is a little unreasonable and why it's okay to just choose not to do it in that moment. But later, we grow frustrated with ourselves because our lack of willpower. Why can't I just follow through when the commitments that I've made with myself? And we start to begin to become frustrated with ourselves. Well, there's a great quote by Caleb Wojcik that says this: planning what you want to achieve is easier, sexier, and more fun than doing the work to actually get there. So that's the reality we face. So how do we push past this in order to actually do the work? Well, I want to submit an idea to you today that I want you to try. Even if you just try this for 1 week, I think you just might be amazed at the results you get. It's called the Simple Power of Implementation Intentions. I know that's a mouthful, but stay with me. It really is simple. So the idea I'm going to share with you today, it's not an original idea. Although I first heard about this concept probably about a year ago, Marlissa Fabriga has a solid article on implementation intentions, and I've included the link in the show notes. And I really think it's the missing ingredient in our goals and our habits. So what exactly is implementation intentions? So what does it mean? And how can it help you and I reach our goals or change our habits? Setting goals only specifies what you intend to achieve. So setting goals is just an intention. Now, this is a good start, but there's much more that's often missing. Implementation intentions specify the behavior you intend to take and the situational context for that new behavior. It answers the questions what, when, and where. Let me try to give you some examples. So let's say that your goal was to write a book. Now you need to establish the what, when, or where, or it's never going to happen. So you might say, when my alarm goes off at 6 o'clock, I will immediately get up and get in the shower. After my shower, I'll sit down to write for 1 hour each morning. What I just described is how you use the power of implementation intentions. The key to this is two words: if, then. So let me offer you another way to look at this. There's actually a really cool site out there, and I don't know how to pronounce it. I just know it because I've used it, but it's IFTT.com. And it stands for if this, then that. Now, what it is it's actually a software that allows you to create automatic tasks among unrelated software applications. It's a really cool technology tool. So there's like something you can do in Dropbox that automatically adds something to Evernote. So you take two unrelated applications and you make them work automatically together. So what I want to describe for you is your personal IFTTT. That's right, your personal if this, then that. That is how you move towards your goals. So why not create one for you personally? Find a if this that is already a habit in your life and join it with a then that, some new habit that you want to form. Here's an example. If this could be this: I see my kids off to school. Then that would be, I go for a 30-minute jog around the neighborhood. So if I see my kids off to school, then I go for a 30-minute jog around the neighborhood. And we link the two together, two unrelated items that we put together. Here's another great one. If I watch the latest episode of Biggest Loser on TV, then I have to walk or jog on the treadmill while watching it. Now, if you just did that right there, how much more time would you spend exercising? So I want to encourage you to take a fresh look at all your goals or the new habits that you want to form and create personal if this, then that to turn it into reality. And after you've answered the what, the when, and the where, try it out for a week and see if you're not more energized about going after your goals. Well, it's a very simple podcast today. Hopefully, it's a practical one and one you could add right now. What is the then that you've been struggling with? And how could you link it up to something you're already doing, a habit or a time during your day that's already automatic? Link them up together and see if it begins to make a difference in your life. So my question for you today is, have you used the power of implementation intentions in your life? And if not, I'm going to encourage you to give it a try. Well, that is it for this episode of Simple Life Habits. I'm so glad and so grateful for those of you who tune in each and every week. And you also are always so kind with sending me email, letting me know what you think, and always provide an encouragement for me to produce these each and every week. Well, if you would be ever so grateful, go over to iTunes, find Simple Life Habits, give us a rating, or even leave us a review. David and Tina recently said, "Thoughtful and insightful, a helpful podcast filled with wisdom, a real blessing to find." Thanks, guys. And again, I am so encouraged by what's going on at Simple Life Habits. It's growing in downloads and listens every single week. So keep giving us the feedback. All right. Well, until next time, go start something small. It just might make a big difference.